delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
In entertainment, Hollywood star Liam Neeson is currently actually cooped up in Sydney hotel quarantine. He's in the country to shoot a new action film called Blacklight in Melbourne, and he's due for, I say, release this weekend, because that's how it feels when you get out of quarantine. You're cooped up in a room for 14 days. You're not allowed to see the outside world. So he's due for release this weekend.
Well, for those of us that don't know, you got this job, but you're living in Melbourne.
Yes.
And you had to quarantine in Sydney for 14 days.
14 days in a single room by yourself. No out, external exposure to the world.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I wonder how he's doing in there. I'm sure he's very busy learning lines.
Well, we know the hotel he's staying in.
Yes.
We could give the hotel a call and get Liam Neeson on the phone.
I think that's the best. Makes me nervous, but it's the best idea you've had all day.
Look, have you seen Liam Neeson? He's terrifying. I'm nervous too. But you could speak to him about your experience in quarantine.
I think he needs us to check up on him, to be fair.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to give Liam Neeson a call in his hotel in Sydney next. We'll wake him up. Dana can have a chat with him. You can talk to him all about quarantine.
I'll tell him how to, you know, chat with the neighbour via Morse code on Knocky on the Wall.
You have some tips for him. We'll do it after Marshmallow and Cut Lead. This is Silence.
Hollywood superstar Liam Neeson is currently cooped up in hotel quarantine in Sydney, and I was actually doing that a couple of weeks ago, and I know it can be quite tough. So because I know the general manager of the hotel that I was staying in, I've given him a buzz. I've got Liam's room number, and we're going to give him a buzz right now just to check in on him, see how he's going. It can be a bit tough, so here we go. Let's see if he picks up.
Now, you're going to chat with him because you've done quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scared of Liam Neeson, so I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, from the movie Taken.
Correct.
It's fictional.
Yeah, still. It's terrifying. All right, we've got the number. It's punched in. Here we go. I think it's calling.
Hi.
Hi, Liam. I heard that you were locked up in quarantine in Sydney.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, sorry. How rude of me. I should have introduced myself. I'm Dana, a fellow quarantiner.
I don't know what you want.
Well, no need to be so on edge. I was just checking up on you, seeing how you're going.
We spoke on the phone 2 days ago.
No, that definitely wasn't me.
You don't remember me.
Well, yeah, I know who you are, but we've never spoken before.
Now, you want to get down to business or do you want to keep playing?
I'm not playing. I'm just genuinely concerned about your well-being in there. Like, locked in a room for 14 days, that can be really tough.
Okay.
Can we start again? This is weird. Okay, let's restart. Hi, Liam. I'm Dana. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Can I deliver you anything to quarantine? Because I found when it was me in there, when friends dropped off care packages during the 14 days, it really helped.
But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Look, I was just trying to do you a favour while you're in quarantine, but you've taken this too far and this is getting really weird, and I've got to go. Harry, I think you need to come clean to the Hunter about your behaviour yesterday.
What did I do?
Well, you said when I arrived, it would be the catalyst for change and you were going to go and get fit.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I said with you arriving, because, you know, a change is as good as a holiday. So with you arriving, I thought, okay, I'll stop like drinking beers every night. I'll stop smoking. And I'll go and get fit, just like, because I thought I'd be a better person for you on the show.
No, you thought you'd be a better person for your online dating.
This is true as well, yes.
And can you please tell the Hunter what you did yesterday instead of go to a CrossFit class like you promised?
I did promise everyone I was going to go to CrossFit. I can't believe you're doing this. This sucks. I drank beers and smoked cigarettes.
You had a beer. You had a sausage roll and then...
Oh, excuse me, enabler. You bought me the beer and we had lunch together at the Thoroughbred at Scone.
Yep. Did I promise that I'd be going to an exercise class? No. So did I underdeliver? No. Did you? Yes.
Why are you attacking me like this? It's fine. I'll go tonight.
Will you though?
Oh.
This is all I wanted to get out of you is you to say it on the air.
Oh, no. Now I have to go.
Done, sorted.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us for The Big Three. Hey, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
How are we?
Good.
How are you feeling? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. My hay fever's sounding great today.
Oh, you sound fine.
Oh, I don't.
Bit of a husk in the voice.
There is a bit of a
sexy
husk
cup
today.
Day voice.
Oh, yeah, yes. Sexy husk. Like Dusty Springfield. I love it. It's awesome. We're going to chat about the big three. We're going to talk about this new mine that, well, it's not really a new mine, Dartbrook. It's an old mine that's reopening. Is that what, right?
Yeah, so this is something that's been happening for a while. This mine was bought by Australia Pacific Coal in 2016 from Anglo American, who'd been keeping the site in care and maintenance since 2006. A couple of years ago, the company sought to reopen the mine using board and pillar methods to extract 6 million tonnes of coal each year until 2027. Now, the Independent Planning Commission only approved it until 2022. So, of course, the company wasn't very happy. There's not much point in opening a mine for 2 years. So they lodged an appeal, and now this week the company and the Independent Planning Commission have come to an agreement that in short means that after November 10th this year, the mine can reopen until 2027. So there's certainly going to be a few people talking about this one today. It's sort of just before Aberdeen, so it's getting into an area of the Upper Hunter Shire where they don't want mining at all. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, but jobs, more jobs.
Yeah, that is a good point.
There are more jobs. It'll be interesting to see because it's only open until 2027, this approval. So that's only 7 years of guaranteed jobs and guaranteed money in our local economy. So really for it to be worth it, should it be open longer than that? That's the question.
I wonder if I can get a weekend job at a mine.
A weekend job.
You'd be exhausted. Job pays nothing. You can't even wake up at 4 a.m, let alone do a weekend job as well.
Yeah, but it pays so well.
That is true.
Like that would
be enough motivation for you.
Would be cool to get to ride one of those dump trucks.
Yeah, it would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love to. Like, I could barely drive a car though. Like, let alone one of those massive dump trucks. It's not a good idea. Maybe not. Maybe keep me away from the mine.
I don't think I want to get in the car with you.
No, don't get in.
Don't tell me that. He's chauffeuring me around all
don't
week.
Don't get behind the wheel with me. It's
you
terrible.
You did make a comment on the weekend. I'm not
what?
That she would have been driving with you, and she said it like.
No, I did not
did
say
you?
That.
Did you? No, what'd she say? What'd she say? Tell
Jessica
me,
Jessica. Rouse. Jessica Rouse.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what she does,
back
actually?
Back in my box.
No, do you know what she does, actually? Because I have been driving you around, Dana, and she, you know what she does? So annoying. I hate it when chicks do this. No.
What?
She tells me how to drive.
Oh, no.
She's like, it's up here. It's up here on the left. It's up here. Why are you slowing down? I'm like, Dana, there's a stop sign.
I'm just being your Google Maps, helping you get places, helping you help me get places.
I know my way around. Thank you very much. You've been here 4 days.
Okay, Melbourne Cup, second story.
Yeah, so of course the Melbourne Cup is running today. There are a couple of Hunter connections. There's two horses called Tiger Moth and Van Dyke, and Anthony Van Dyke rather, and they both have connections to Coolmore Stud at Jerry's Plains. Also, yeah, which is awesome. And Vow and Declare, who won last year, was born and bred at Kitchwin Hills in the Upper Hunter, so that horse is running again this year too.
Oh, this is horse country up here. We breed some beautiful horses.
Oh, yeah.
Who are we hoping to win then? Vow and Declare.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool. 2 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
Two years in a row. Long shot this year, I heard, though. I was reading that. So, but everyone loves an underdog.
That's right.
So who knows?
And it would be great to have another Aussie horse win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the now new most watched YouTube video of all time.
Unbelievable. And yeah. I bet you're going to play this and then all day all we're going to be singing is Baby Shark.
So Baby Shark.
Baby Shark's the most viewed YouTube video ever. More than 7 billion plays.
So that took over Despacito.
Wow.
I don't know what I like more, Despacito or Baby Shark.
Oh, that's tragic.
Let's hear it. Everyone. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Get into a Jess Rouse.
Baby Shark. Mommy Shark. I'm so sorry, on Harry's behalf.
Like, if there's one thing I love doing, is just irritating people. So there you go.
You've done it. You've really done it today.
There you go, Hunter. I feel like you're saying that broadly, like not just because of Baby Shark. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Jessica Rouse, in the newsroom.
Anytime.
Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday.
Some birthdays on around the Hunter Valley this morning. Love doing birthdays.
I love doing this, especially because Harry lets me wrap them.
I don't let you.
Yes,
you've
you
decided,
do.
As of yesterday, our first show, that you're going to rap the birthdays that come through. And is this because you got a crush on a rapper?
No, this is because I'm an excellent rapper.
Okay. I really don't want you to do this. I am going to go through some of the celebrity birthdays it is today that you are. If it is your birthday today, you are sharing a birthday with Kendall Jenner. What a hottie! Oh. Anna Wintour as well. Have you seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes. Great incredible. Movie.
And Roseanne Barr as well, who had one of the biggest shows of the 90s and then brought it back a couple of years ago and then went took too many sleeping tablets and did a racist rant and ruined her career.
Do not condone at all.
So you share your birthday with Roseanne Barr if you're born today. Well done.
Well, we do have Ryan. And Ryan, this little birthday wrap is for you.
All right, just do it. Get it over with. Here we go.
Ryan's 13 and he is from Scone. And we know he's not doing today alone. Dad, Wendy, Pa and Nan have called me to say, Ryan Davidson, happy 13th birthday.
I'm sorry, Ryan Davidson. I'm sorry. And just, look, I take this seriously. Well done and happy birthday, mate. I hope you have a good one. I'm sorry about my co-host.
Birthdays
there,
are for wrapping. I am relatively new to The Hunter, so I'm currently trying to find housing. It is one of my most dreaded tasks to undertake when I move to a new place. So I've been looking online and, like, messaging people online. It's been pretty good so far, except the one that I was potentially going to move into, I think maybe she thought I was maybe a horror housemate. I don't know if you really kind of talked about it yesterday on air. Maybe she was listening. But I think that I'm really good to live with. I'm clean. I'm tidy. Sometimes I cook.
I think if you have horror housemates, it makes you a better housemate in the future because you know how not to behave.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. When I was living in Sydney, I had some awful housemates. One of them had a sausage dog, which they used to lock inside the apartment, and I come home after work and it would have done its business all over the apartment and I had to clean it up because I was home first.
Oh, yeah, that's also, it's bad for the dog.
Exactly.
Like being locked up all day. I had some bad ones. I was living overseas and I was living with this German couple and they used to have domestic arguments every night at about 3 o'clock in the morning and the walls were like rice paper. And I don't know if you've heard German. It can sound like a very aggressive language.
That's very true.
Yeah, so they were having these huge arguments in German and then it would just end and I would walk out in the morning. Like, I was doing breakfast radio, so I'd walk out in the morning at like 4:30 after not sleeping all night with my torch and I'd find one of them asleep like on the floor. Like, obviously, he'd been kicked out of the room.
Not even on the couch.
Not even on the couch, on the floor. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to move out of this house.
What was it like the first time you heard that? Because that would have been terrifying.
Well, it was in German, so I just thought they were having a conversation. But then they started yelling, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're having a domestic. No shame that I was in the house. They didn't even hold back. Horror housemates.
Absolutely. And if it's happened, so many of these stories. There's got to be so many horror housemate stories.
Let's throw it out there. 654-11981. What's your horror housemate stories? We'd love to hear. And I would really hate it if you were to say something and it's something that I do. That would be awful. Yeah.
I am on the hunt for a house. I just moved up here from Melbourne. And I don't want anybody who's listening to think that I'm a horror housemate. I'm really tidy. I'm really clean. But I do have horror housemate stories of my own. Harry, you said that if you've had a horror housemate in the past, it kind of makes you a better housemate because you know how not to behave.
That's true. That was a scenario with me. That's how I'm a great housemate now. Because I've had so many horrible housemates in the past, yeah.
Well, we've got Brooke on the line from Scone. What's your horror housemate story?
Brooke, what's your horror housemate story, mate?
So I came home from a really long day at work and it turns out that our housemates were having this really big party, but they didn't invite me to it, so I kind of just had to stay in my room and it was so awkward.
That's really awkward.
So let me just get my head around this. So they had a party. Was it a good party?
It was all of their friends because a lot of them were friends. But I was kind of just like, why? Like, should I join in? Should I not? But I was like, no, I kind of feel a bit awkward if I go and like just hang out with them.
So you couldn't even use the kitchen or anything, make dinner for yourself. You were kind of shunned to your bedroom.
Literally, and people kept walking into my room as well to the bathroom.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
No, no. How many times did they do it, or was it just a one-off?
It was the fourth time before I realised, no, I'm getting out of here.
You've got to get out. Yeah. Good scenario now? You live in a good place now?
I'm alone now, so.
Oh, okay.
Much better.
Oh, the dream. Okay. Brooke, have a great day. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, you too.
Let's go to Murrundi now where Geordie is. Hey, Geordie, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. You got a housemate horror story for us.
Yeah, when I used to live in Brisbane, I lived with a girl that didn't work at all, and I come home from work one day and the bin was full, and anyway, I just went into my room, and then the following day she still hadn't done anything, and my maggots must have got into the bin, so she'd taken the maggots and put them in my bed.
She put them in your bed?
Yeah, yeah, so, as like a hint that I should change the bin, but I was like, I work full time.
Oh my God. You know, it's the least
oh my God. That's amazing. Like, that's incredible.
That's horrific.
So, that was her way of saying you can do the bin. The bird didn't even work.
Yeah, yeah. So, I literally moved out the next week.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, good call. I promise to my future housemates, if you're listening, I will never put maggots in your bed.
Harry and Dana in the morning.
The Hunter Valley's 98.1 Power FM.
The secret sound.
Do you know what it is?
Imagine winning $500 cash to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers in Maitland just for knowing a simple sound.
Yeah, this is it. If you know that, give us a call, 654-11981.
Alrighty, we've got Amy on the line from Scone. How are you this morning, Amy?
Good.
What are you up to?
Cooking.
Cooking?
Oh, Ames, what are you cooking?
Cooking.
Oh, my goodness, you're baking cookies. That's twice in a row so a woman's caught up after my own heart. They've been cooking. We had a chef yesterday.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm a big foodie, Ames, so that's right up my alley. Amazing. Yeah. I have to come and see you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the secret sound. This is it.
Is it opening and closing blinds?
Opening and closing. We did have closing blinds yesterday, but it...
And we had running fingers up a blind, but opening and closing blinds, like wooden Venetians.
Yeah, it would have to be quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy, it's not it. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Get back to your cookies, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, see you later, sweetheart. Wasn't she lovely? So sweet making cookies.
Yeah, I know. On a Tuesday morning before 9 a.m. Oh. That's dedication.
Declan is on from Musselbrook. How are you doing this morning, Declan?
I'm going all right.
Yeah, what are you up to? You getting ready for school?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for school.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Awesome.
Oh, so you've only got like, there's only 6 weeks left of school, I think, and then you're on holidays.
Yeah.
Although this year kind of feels like a bit of a holiday. Did you have to homeschool at all this year?
A lot, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, did you prefer being back at school?
Yeah.
Yeah, with your
mates. I bet your parents prefer that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor mum. All right, Declan, what do you reckon this sound is?
I think it's like a rattle gun tightening up a bolt that is like already tight. Trying to
tighten
it over.
Can I ask you a question? Because we've had a lot of people call up, men that have called up, manly men, and you're more manly than I am, Declan. Because I don't know what a rattle gun is, but I'm going to take a guess. Is it those things you hear at the mechanics, you know, where they go and they undo the nuts and bolts on people's wheels?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
So it's like tightening it up extra tight when it's already tight so it clicks over the edge of the bolt.
Yeah.
Declan... It does sound like that, but it's not it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, damn, I thought that would be it.
Yeah,
I thought that's a really good guess. That does sound like it.
And to even know what a rattle gun is, I'm 34. How old am I? 34. I don't even know what a rattle gun is. Well done, Declan. Have a good day at school, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
We are going to be playing The Secret Sound the same time again tomorrow. We play it a couple of times in the morning. Have this number handy for when that happens, 654-11981.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 981powerfm.com.au.